And welcome in to the Friday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning. Hope everybody's doing well. Got a lot to get to on the program here today. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
Good. So what's Chase doing here? Is Chase trying to get us down to whittle us down to a couple minutes a day?
I don't know.
Guys, I got a great idea. You guys just record a sports take, and then we'll play it at 5:45 a.m. Is that sufficient? And then you Jared guys, can talk for 7 hours to himself.
You guys get one take apiece, and that's it every day. Anything more, you're fired.
So, Jared, you think that stretch, that thing about stretch means you're going to be a jam? I do, Jared. That's a great idea, Jared. That's brilliant, Jared. Good job, Jared. Okay, I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
A little bit of a late start. How are you, Michelle?
Good, guys. I had one of those oh crap moments this morning when you wake up and see that your alarm's been going off for like 20 minutes, but it's all good. We're here. Show is on the air, so that's all that matters.
And you still got to stop for at a coffee establishment too.
I did. I did offer to get you some, but
I know. I
wasn't
it.
To be.
Rookie mistake, Rex.
I blew it, man.
Was not to be. You know who didn't make many mistakes last night? UC Soros.
Hey,
with the National
there's
Predators.
A segue.
Holy smokes. You know, we said yesterday, Joe, that the Predators needed to win one of these next two against Carolina or Washington. And I said, just from like a confidence standpoint, to show that you can beat one of these good teams. I don't know that the way that it played out last night was specifically what I had in mind, but the Predators do get the win 5-3 last night in Carolina against one of the best teams in the NHL. And you do it on the road. You gave up 67 shots on goal, and your goaltender made 64 saves, which is a team record. But you did win 5-3 last night. That was quite something from UC Soros last night in that game against Carolina.
I mean, that was incredible. And yeah, there may not be like one holy crap, like it'll always be on his, you know, on his real save. But how many really good ones were there?
There were a ton.
There were a lot. And again, which is, of course, inherent, I guess, in saying someone had 64 saves in a regulation hockey game. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, there were – I mean, that – the Carolina easily could have gotten to 7. Probably could have gotten to 10.
Yeah.
If they want. I mean, 15. On a bad night in goal, yeah. Like, it's – so that was an astounding performance by him. Astounding.
Well, it was unbelievable, and you're right. Like I don't think there's not going to be a ton of like at the end of UC Soros' career. I don't know that this highlight compilation that they put together is going to include a ton of saves from last night. But when you have to make 64 of them, I mean, that's a lot of energy that goes into that. I'm gonna go out on a limb. Call your shot Friday early. He's not gonna be playing tonight. Kevin Lankinen. Gonna be playing.
I don't know, man. He's hot. I don't know.
Hot warmed
goalie.
Up.
You
warmed
go with the hot goalie.
Night.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, as much as he played, he could still be warm from
exactly.
By the time they dropped the puck tonight. I mean,
keep
it was
him
unbelievable.
On the ice.
Again, like if you're the Predators, I'll say this. I mean, you were opportunistic, right? You ended up with 25 shots on goal, and you scored 5. So that's good. I mean, one of them was an empty net, but.
One out of every five. That's winning
that's
hockey.
That's pretty good. I mean, Philip Forsberg scored last night, so they'll look now. But Robbie Stanley tied for the lead in Preds Pick to Click. We'll have another edition of that coming up a little bit later today in the show. But you get – look, I thought Parsonen, for the most part, was pretty good last night. The first pass he made to get the puck to Forsberg on the power play goal was just unreal.
Very
so
nice.
Great pass by him. You know, some important goals in the game. Jankowski scores a big one. You know, Ekholm slap shot to tie that game at 2 there when, you know, Carolina's got all the momentum. It's 2-1 Carolina and Ekholm with a big shot there. So they had some timely goals, some big goals last night. Great play by Johansson with the kind of the stutter step to set up that Jankowski goal. I mean, there was a lot that I thought they did well and looked good doing offensively when they got in the zone. Last night, they didn't spend a whole lot of time in the offensive zone. So, look, I guess I say all that to say, how do you feel today if you're a member of that team? You did win the game, and you beat one of the best teams in the league on the road, and you did score 4 goals plus the 5th with the empty netter. So, it's yet another example of, from nothing more than just a goal production standpoint, it's been going pretty well for the Predators lately.
Yeah.
And then you look around and you say, ooh, gave up 67 shots on goal in regulation, I want to point out. No overtime. In regulation, 67 shots on goal.
Yeah. Well, the way I think you feel is, you know, this was supposed to be the best part of your team. So, like, this is how you were supposed to. You start with him. You start with UC Soros, right?
Yeah.
So you feel pretty good about having him and how he's playing, and you don't apologize because at least you are, like I said, you're finishing some opportunities and you're actually scoring goals now. Now you're also saying, okay, we can't ever again play that much defense. Ever. But you also know who you just played. I mean, that's a really good team.
Yeah,
that's a team that, what, you picked them to win it all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been good at that. The long going into a season pick of a champion, they could absolutely win this sucker. So you're glad to have a huge win. You're creating goals, and you have a goalie now who's playing. You know, he made the All-Star game yesterday. The crazy thing is the Bally Sports broadcast last night put up the graphic that he now leads the league in GSAE,
yeah,
you know, goals saved above expected, which not that long ago he was like 30-something. You know, I mean,
I bet he leads it significantly now based on what we saw last night.
Yeah, I don't know if that was after the game, so I don't know if they updated it. But yeah, if that wasn't updated, then
holy smokes. Well, Rod Brind'Amour, I think, put it pretty well last night. And, you know, they lost the game, obviously, so he wasn't happy. But his message in the post-game press conference last night, who's, by the way, head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Rod the Bod, Michigan State legend.
Yeah, he's kind of a beast. And his message was basically, yeah, you're not going to get me to say too much bad about this one tonight. You put up nearly 70 shots on goal. You got to give credit where it's due. The goaltender played about as good of a game as you'll ever see in the NHL. So
it's a good quote.
Pretty much sums it up, yeah, last night
from
Rod Brind'Amour. So what a performance by UC Soros last night. In all seriousness, I would tell him tonight to just kick his feet up and enjoy the game tonight. I don't care if Kevin Lankinen gives up 9 goals tonight. Just don't put UC Soros in there tonight if you're John Hines and the Predators.
Just
maybe hold off on that one a little bit.
Like, don't even like call off the alarm in UC's room and just let him sleep in Carolina for a whole day. And then just come back and get him.
We'll get you on the way back, man. Yeah.
That'd be so nice.
Oh, man. I mean, look, I was thinking, and obviously, I mean, it's been so long now that I don't remember a specific instance, but it was kind of reminded me of like an expansion era Barry Trotz Predator performance last night. Like, you're taking on the Red Wings and you're just
taking,
you're just
on
holding
water
on for dear life, baby.
You're just getting pelted all night.
But you get the win. At the end of the year, they don't ask you how. They just ask you how many. Yeah. And that's another win to add to the belt for the Predators.
Yeah, it's a win over Carolina.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. And those are hard to come by, especially on the road. We're off and running here today. Robbie and Rex Road taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, some very positive news on the DeMar Hamlin front yesterday. We'll update you on that and just offer some thoughts on what I thought was pretty interesting and emotional and cool day from the Buffalo Bills yesterday as well. All that coming up next. But first, let me tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. Now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because right now new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. All you have to do is sign up with promo code Rob. I feel great about a Derrick Henry anytime touchdown in Titans versus Jags coming up tomorrow. And I feel good about the Packers against the Detroit Lions and an Aaron Jones anytime touchdown. But you can take it any way you want to take it, all in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Sign up today with promo code Rob for your no-sweat first bet. Once again, that promo code is Rob. You can make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
one of our partners, you know, when he asked, did we win? The answer is yes. You know, Damari, you won. You've won the game of life. And that's probably the most important thing out of this. And we really need to keep him at the center of everything else that's going on. And we really want to ensure a good outcome for him.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. The doctors addressing the media yesterday that have been handling the care for Damar Hamlin at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. And a very positive update yesterday, Joe. And this started yesterday morning. The Bills put out an update that said, quote, per the physicians caring for Damar Hamlin at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, Damar has shown remarkable improvement over the past 24 hours. While still critically ill, he has demonstrated that he appears to be neurologically intact. His lungs continue to heal, and he's making steady progress. We're grateful for the love and support we have received. That was the statement the Bills put out yesterday morning. And it was really cool to hear the doctors update us on his progress yesterday. Obviously, Sean McDermott, head coach of the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen spoke yesterday as well. And if you missed that press conference, I would encourage you to go back and check it out in its entirety, because it was pretty powerful stuff from those two. So all in all, I hope this, and we mentioned it briefly yesterday, Joe, when Diana Russini came out with the report yesterday morning that the Bills were going to speak and that there would be an update on Damar Hamlin's status, I was kind of hoping that was going to be a positive update.
Good
and
read.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, great read on your part, no doubt, and made sense. I got to say, I had this thought, which, I mean, who cares about this particular website? But still, I had this thought, like, it's been about probably 14 years, 15 years that it's been part of a lot of people's lives. I think that the tweet that about him being better, like, may be the greatest tweet of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, I don't know, there's been a lot of other wonderful tweets about wonderful things.
Yeah.
But, like, that news, I feel like the entire – well, certainly the entire sports world has been absolutely on pins and needles, and man, what an incredible turn of events! So it's just fantastic, and it just, you know, it changes. Obviously, I mean, I thought I saw this with the Titans yesterday coming off the practice field, like, and obviously, you know, they're excited about playing. They got the Jaguars tomorrow, they got a big game, but it felt like also like a seriously very happy team. And maybe that was just because I was feeling that way too, but I feel like everybody's feeling that way, you know?
Yeah.
What an incredible week of ups and downs and ending on an up.
Well, no question. And, you know, Josh Allen kind of spoke to it yesterday in terms of just, number one, hearing that news, but number two, I mean, they've heard from, you know, Damar Hamlin's family throughout this whole thing, and then, you know, the doctor spoke yesterday, and kind of everything in there. I mean, look, he's not completely out of the woods yet, and we'll see what the recovery looks like, but it's a very positive update from Damar Hamlin, and you could tell, and Josh Allen kind of talked about it, I don't know if sigh of relief is the right phrase, but it was just very uplifting, I think is the word that he used, the news that they've received over the past, you know, couple of days. And look, even from somebody that is not associated with the Buffalo Bills, it was uplifting for me just to get the news of he is doing better and he's making significant progress and he continues to make significant progress. I mean, look, the neurologically intact part of it I thought was incredible.
Yeah.
Incredibly good news, because look, I mean, anytime you're dealing with a situation where somebody has to be given CPR for 9 minutes, I mean, you don't know if that's going to be the case or not. So just an incredible stuff there, a miracle for Damar Hamlin, and I thought it was really, really good stuff, really, really good news yesterday on that front.
Yeah, and that you're right, because that's the part you know, they stabilized him. He's breathing. They've been able to reduce some oxygen. So those are all positive signs. But I have no idea. That does seem miraculous that he's totally intact. He comes up and he's, you know, his first thing is asking if his team won the game,
yeah,
you know, which is pretty great. The answer made me think of Butch Jones, but
I will say,
you are a champion of life, sir.
I will say that feeling appeared on Vol Twitter yesterday, too.
Oh,
saw
I
a
bet
few
it
of those.
Did. Oh, yes.
I go, boy, there's people like, I hope they didn't actually tell him that. Like, okay.
Well, you know, hey, in the moment, you know, it's fine. Just, yeah, yeah. He didn't say champion of life.
He did
winning
not.
At the
winning
game
at the
of
game
life.
Of life.
There's a slight difference. No. It's amazing stuff. And, I mean, what a – You know, I look forward to, like, because coming up soon, we're going to have, you know, we're going to have reunions with people and the team being able to see him. And, you know, I know, like, look, the result of the games, all this stuff is trivial compared to someone's life. But I actually feel like I'm actually rooting for the Bills this weekend.
Me too.
You know, I want them to, like, have a win to celebrate with him. Like, and then after that, you know. Whatever happens, happens.
Sure.
In the playoffs. But I feel like everyone's kind of become Bills fans in a way.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, number one, I mean, like I said, Josh Allen mentioned it yesterday. And, you know, Sean McDermott kind of started to answer the question. I mean, the question was, do you feel like you guys are ready to play football after this positive news? And Sean McDermott kind of paused for a second, and Josh Allen kind of stepped in there and was like, yeah, I do. And then McDermott was like, you know, I'm a coach. I just let him kind of talk about it. It's a little bit different for me. But Josh Allen's message was basically like, yeah, I mean, it was really uplifting from the doctors, the update, his family that they've gotten, and just the fact that he's getting better, I think, is a serious uplift to not only that team, but look, the NFL as a whole. Like, I mean, I've watched the Titans coverage this week. I've watched the Packers coverage this week. I've tried to kind of bounce around to as many different teams as I can just to kind of get a different feel for what's going on. And everybody's been – I mean, the answers have been pretty consistent. Like, it's just kind of an uneasiness. And, you know, we talked about it yesterday. They asked about, you know, should the schedule even be played this weekend? And, you know, guys are like – I mean, they didn't say no, but they're like, you know, just whatever the league wants to do, we're 100% behind. And I think everybody now, it's just a sense of relief that he's getting better with the news that we heard yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's – and it, the big question there, of course, was the – I mean, how could you even ask him? Even if it was like just – if there was like no change, you know, at this point.
Right.
You know, it was still so touch and go. Man, I don't know how you could ask them, the Bills, to play. So, great to – you know, and I'm not surprised that they want to move on and play the schedule. And of course, now you move on to how the heck are you going to make it work? And I still don't totally understand all the permutations, but there will be a vote today.
There will be a vote today, and there's a lot to get into. We'll get into some of those scenarios just coming up here in a few minutes. Back real quickly on Josh Allen. I did think it was pretty cool the way he ended the press conference yesterday. You know, they were kind of getting up and they were done. And basically he sat back down and was like, hey, I got something else to say. And talked about T. Higgins, yeah. And I don't guess I've seen a ton of this, but then I went and looked a little bit yesterday, and you could find some of it somewhere, but like the people, I guess, going after T. Higgins and blaming him for the situation, I don't really know how you get there, but apparently people were doing that, and Josh Allen basically tried to put a stop to that yesterday too.
Yeah, it's cool of Josh Allen to do that. It's also so dumb that he would have to.
Yeah.
So Bart Scott, I never even saw this, but apparently yeah. Bart Scott, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
And
sometimes it's okay not to have a spicy take.
Well, yeah, sometimes it's okay for someone not to have to be blamed and shamed. And
yeah.
Apparently, I read somewhere where there were death threats to T. Higgins. Like, look, I'm not surprised that anything happens on social media with people who are anonymous and just say whatever. You know, I'm not surprised by that. But anybody – like Bart Scott, looking at that, and he ran the ball.
Yeah,
he got tackled.
That
what?
That exact play. And that's part of what was so scary about it. I mean, that exact play happens how many times in an NFL football game?
Oh yes.
So I mean, the idea that T. Higgins was to blame there is just number one. Like I said, I didn't see a ton of that, so I guess
because it's
incredibly dumb. But, yes, I did see the Bart Scott comments, and then you can find whatever you want to find on social media for the most part. But I thought kudos to Josh Allen for stepping up and saying that.
Yeah, and look, I mean, obviously this is also – we said this from the start. Like, think about T. Higgins here too, because while not his fault at all, it's even if it's like flip it around and it was someone who tackled someone,
right?
Then at least it's like, well, you delivered the hit. Even if it's a totally clean hit, you delivered the hit. But still, like, you were involved in it, so you worry about him from that aspect. So talk about it must be a huge weight lifted off his shoulder, of course, just because he happened to be involved in the situation.
We'll have more on the DeMar Hamlin situation coming up next. We'll also get to what the NFL threw out there last night as to how they're going to close out the regular season and potentially what the playoffs could look like as well. All that coming up next. But first, Michelle Knezovic has a word from Superbook Sportsbook.
Thank you, Robbie. Well, one game we will have this weekend, Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville this weekend. Jags are still favored by 6.5 points on the Superbook Sportsbook app. I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans plus the 6.5. I do think the Jags end up winning on the money line. So there's your first bet. Listen, Superbook wants to help you add to your New Year's resolution by winning money in 2023. Superbook has over 3 decades of sports wagering experience in Las Vegas, so you will get the best odds boosts anywhere as we head into the football playoffs. Plus, check out their special odds boosts and promotions at superbook.com. Make 2023 the year when you win money from Vegas. Download the Superbook Sportsbook app and place your bets today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. Tennessee Superbook is the number one sports book in Las Vegas. We are live from the 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning, taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. 1025. So, as we discussed in the last segment, a very positive update on the DeMar Hamlin situation yesterday, and we'll continue to keep you updated with his progress as that's made available to us. Last night, the NFL came out with kind of what the schedule could look like moving forward here with the playoffs. Firstly, as I think we expected, Joe, Bills and Bengals has been just canceled. Just looking at the schedule, I don't really know how they're going to make that game up, and they're not even going to try to. The Bills and Bengals have been canceled. So, obviously, you have a scenario with that being the case where Buffalo and Cincinnati are going to end up playing less games than everybody else. So, the scenarios that have been thrown out there, and there are several different scenarios that have been thrown out there that will be voted on by NFL owners later today. Some of them involve the AFC Championship game. Some of them involve potentially who could host the wild card game between the Ravens and the Bengals, given the fact that the Bengals are technically, they're going to win the AFC North. But if the Ravens win Sunday, they'd be 11-6, and the Bengals would be 11-5, and the Ravens would have beaten them both times. So basically, if the Ravens win Sunday and the two teams are scheduled to play each other in the wild card round, it's going to be basically a coin flip to see who has home field advantage on that part of it.
Yeah, I that's one thing. Going through all these different things, I did not necessarily think we'd be coming to a coin flip on something, but it makes sense because that's a weird one.
Yeah, it is. So that's one possibility of how wild card weekend could be impacted. And then there's the AFC title game that could potentially become a neutral site game if any of these three scenarios come to pass. One, if Buffalo and Kansas City both win or tie in week 18, then a Buffalo versus Kansas City championship game would be at a neutral site. Scenario number two would be if the Bills and Chiefs both lose in week 18 and Baltimore wins or ties with the Bengals, then a Buffalo Kansas City championship game would be at a neutral site. Or the final scenario, scenario three, if Buffalo and Kansas City both lose and Cincinnati beats Baltimore, then a Bills or Bengals versus the Chiefs championship game would be at a neutral site. So we very, very possibly could have a neutral site AFC championship game.
So just as I and most of the NFL expected, Indianapolis, the site of a massive playoff game. Just like we thought.
Yeah.
Big time football played in January in Indy.
Yeah.
Yep. There we go.
A lot of people anticipated maybe the AFC title game could be there this year.
Here's my thing on that. If Buffalo's involved, I think it'll just be a home game for Buffalo anyway. Those people are crazy. They're going to go wherever the heck the Bills are. They are going to have a home field advantage wherever it is.
I would say that's probably correct. Yes.
Not that the other teams don't have, you know, good fan bases, Chiefs, Bengals, but the
Bills Mafia is another level.
It's a different level.
They're going to show up.
I don't think there's any question about that. So what do you make of those scenarios that have been thrown out there? Look, let's just go ahead and discuss it. I mean, this is not necessarily fair to the Baltimore Ravens, and it's not necessarily fair to whoever ends up being the one seed because you don't get the home field advantage in the AFC title game there. But this is also an unprecedented situation that is taking place in the NFL. And like I said, I think it was going to be virtually impossible to go back and play the Bills-Bengals game again. So with that being the case, like, I didn't know what they were going to do. I didn't know what solution they were going to come up with. I mean, this to me is as good of a solution as any I could think of. What do you think?
Yeah, the only – I mean, yeah, I agree. If you wanted to – you could have – if you were resolved to get all the games in, you could have done the – basically use that extra week. I mean, you don't – we don't need 2 weeks before the Super Bowl. So I kind of thought maybe that would be employed in some way.
Got to have Pro Bowl.
Yeah, everybody really excited about that Pro Bowl. Yeah. I mean, it should – you know, that – so – you could have done that, and, like, I didn't hate the idea of, like, AFC – I guess it would have been NFC starts their playoffs. You get in Bills, Bengals, and you go – and you give them an off – an actual bye, I guess. No, I guess it'd just be an off week. A bye is only if you're waiting for two teams to play to reach you. Well, that's what a bye is. I mean, look it up.
We have.
Yeah, that's just a dictionary eroding because of social people not – you know, wanting to use English correctly. But I think it's fine. The coin flip thing is weird, but it's like if the Bengals would have beaten the Bills, then it wouldn't have mattered that the Ravens beat them because they'd have a better record. So, I mean, I think it's the only thing you can come up with. That was the part about it that was the weirdest one. But it's like, what else do you do? And the neutral site thing is, I mean, it's kind of – like you said, it's not ideal. If you are the one seed, that's what you want. You want the absolute best possible atmosphere in your building. You've earned that. But look, I think the COVID years have kind of brought us to a situation where there's a lot more willingness on people's part to be flexible and understand that sometimes you just can't plan for things.
Chuck on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, my head hurts after you read those scenarios. Yeah, mine does too.
Yeah, it's convoluted, but so today they're voting.
Today they're voting.
Will there be any sort of serious pushback on this?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think this is probably going to get through. I don't know that it'll be, I guess, totally unanimous, but I think it'll get through.
Look, if you are playing your best football, many, many champions have had to win road games in the playoffs. And, I mean, that's – home field advantage is great. It's important. But all those teams can beat each other on the road. You know? I mean, I think the top three teams, and I think it is a clear top three until someone proves otherwise in the AFC. Any of them can win in the other team's stadium. So I'm fine with that. Hopefully it will be a good atmosphere – if it comes to that.
Tom on the text line says, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Indianapolis. This is from Tom.
As
from
we thought.
Irsay smiling so big right now.
Yep. Fired up.
It all worked out, just like we all
thought. Somebody's got to be the person to tell, like, Jim, this is not actually your team out there. You're not in the AFC title game.
What about here?
That's the thing. We don't know here? It's going to be Indy. Like, it could be here. I would assume it's probably going to be somewhere with
an
enclosed stadium, but
football in January.
Well, look, let's play out the Kansas City Buffalo situation. Neither one of those teams have an enclosed stadium.
Exactly. So both of them would, in theory, be more comfortable in the elements. Bring them here.
It'll be an Indy.
Probably be an Indy. I think there's probably pretty good chance.
That's another thing. Like, our cities, are people putting in bids right now? Or, you know, like, hey, we got the field cleaned up and looking good. Broadway, right over there. Bills Mafia likes Broadway. I mean, we'll have extra beer.
Well, I mean, look, when Josh Dobbs is in the AFC title game, you won't have to worry about it because it'd just be a true road game at that point.
Joshua.
Wherever it would be. Yeah, that's true. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
There's a lot of different scenarios with the way this could play out. I mean, the bottom line is this is a very difficult situation, and it's not going to be perfect. Goodell commented on this last night. His quote was, as we consider the football schedule, our principles have been to limit disruption across the league and minimize competitive inequities. I recognize that there's no perfect solution. The proposal we're asking the ownership to consider, however, addresses the most significant potential equitable issues created by the difficult but necessary decision to not play the game under those extraordinary circumstances. Man, was that a word salad by Roger Goodell.
I was going to say, talk about head hurting. Now it's migraine level. Yeah. And one thing I wanted to bring up real quick about this, which I had a thought about last night as I watched, you know, a lot of people talking about, first of all, you know, the Bills medical people, the CPR administered quickly, the Bengals, the teamwork involved, and obviously the folks at the hospital. I mean, it's an incredible job of of medical people saving a life, and for them, you know, especially people at the hospital, this is a routine thing. This is what they deal with this all the time. But for the teams in particular, think about like the teamwork involved and like the fact that everybody in the NFL is on the same team with this. Everybody in the NFL is on the exact same team about keeping players healthy and working together. Like, absolutely, you know, again, it's not proprietary. I've said this before, but it brings, again, for people who like are talking about the Titans medical people. Again, I get it. The injuries are unbelievable. Like, this is what I'm saying is like, these people aren't competing with each other, okay?
Right.
Like, it's the best of the best who all work together and aren't withholding information from each other on trying to keep players available and safe and all that. That's why it's hard to, like, look at those people when you have these issues, in my opinion.
Yes.
So, just a thought. Just food for thought.
I think it's a good thought. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. We need your bold predictions, your spicy takes in the world of sports for this weekend. Lots going on. Week 18 in the NFL, Titans and Jags. The national title game in college football coming up on Monday. The Preds in action as well. We'll take your thoughts on all of it. 615-737-1025. Call Your Shot Friday. Coming up next, this is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. And it is that time of the week, time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. We need your hot takes, your bold predictions in the world of sports for this weekend. Hit up our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. For instance, Tyler has already texted in, said his bold prediction is that Henry will take two or more direct snaps and not drop either of them in this game.
I like it.
Getting started on Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. Joe Rex Road, it was a quick edition of Call Your Shot Friday last week. How did we do last week in Call Your Shot Friday?
Well, let's see. I said Squirrel White, 40-plus yard TD on something other than a catch. No, but he did have a huge night, and he had a 40-plus yard catch. Aaron Beasley's scoop and score on a Byron Young sack of Klubnik. Young did have a couple sacks. Beasley had a huge game, but not quite there. I said Justin Fields with a TD run against the Lions. Did he have a TD run?
No, he was like stopped short like 5 yards. It would have been like 70-something.
And you watch that garbage because you somehow watch the Bears for
no,
on purpose you watch the Bears.
No, I was actually getting ready to work on Sunday.
There
but
you go.
I had somebody screaming in my ear about rewatching that replay.
Can't imagine. All right, Michelle said Kentucky beats Louisville by 30. What was that final?
They beat him by 23.
Okay, you're close.
Will Vegas Levis always knows the spread was 23.5.
Tough one.
Will Levis, when people say Vegas always knows, every week I can find you horribly bad Vegas lines.
All right, anyway, Rex, yes. All right. Because we should trust you with.
No, I'm not saying
we'll
that.
We'll get to that later.
I'm not saying that, but this is a Chase thing. This is a Chase and Michelle thing. Vegas always knows. No, they don't. Will Levis will go to the Colts. We'll see on that. We all hope you're right. Lions will sneak into the playoffs. You're not going to be right on that, but we'll wait. We'll wait to dunk on that later.
Still alive.
Titans will beat the Jags by 10 points. Ooh, it applies to this week. You sticking with this? And Dobbs will pass for more than 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. There's a shot.
Jeez. All right.
Robbie, you said Joe Milton 60 in the air, Squirrel White for a touchdown. It was like 50 just at the edge of the goal line. So right there. Dylan Sampson, 2 touchdowns for UT. You know, that's one thing about that game that
weird.
It just obviously, it just you can't ask every question after that game, but yeah,
play a whole lot.
It is weird. Klubnik will throw for 5 touchdowns.
Oops.
I mean, they got into a position.
They did.
And he, yeah. Georgia beats Ohio State 45-17. A little bit off on that one. And then Tanner Jeannot, 2 goals versus the Ducks and Golden Knights.
Still searching for it.
Still looking. Yeah.
Still searching for it. Joe, your call shots from
okay.
last week?
For this week. All right. Rashad Weaver. We talked about people who, got an emotional lift from DeMar Hamlin recovering. Rashad Weaver, anybody who saw him the other day, very, very distraught. His friend for many years. I'm calling a Rashad Weaver strip sack of Trevor Lawrence tomorrow night.
Okay.
I'm calling it NWI touchdown pass from Joshua Dobbs.
Slave flicker?
Not sure. Nope, just a straight up TD
okay.
catch.
I like it.
Joshua Dobbs, Traylon Burks, Mike Vrabel said, he should be okay. We'll see. He will be of high interest. He's questionable officially. I think NWI gets in there. Kevin Byard will intercept a pass that is tipped by Trey Avery.
So okay.
I'm going with some specific shots here.
I like that.
Kevin Lankinen will have fewer than 60 saves tonight. No, that's not my shot.
Thank you.
No, but my shot actually is that he will hit 45, which is a ridiculously big number, by the way, and yet will pale in comparison to what UC Saros just did last night.
If they give up, don't back
that's
to back
improvement.
Nights.
That's improvement.
Where they allow 67 shots, and then the next night their goaltender has to make 45 saves. Oh, man.
112 in 2 nights.
Jeez.
And finally, Max Duggan, 2 rushing touchdowns against Georgia.
Ooh, 2 rushing touchdowns for Max Duggan against Georgia. Very nicely done. Michelle Knezovic, your called shots for the week.
Jim Harbaugh will be the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts next season.
Oh, boy.
With John Robinson and Will Levis.
Don't steal my Rex rant away, but yes.
Okay.
Interesting day for him yesterday.
TCU will win the national championship, and they will beat Georgia by a touchdown.
Okay. That qualifies as a shot.
That's a shot.
Derrick Henry throws a touchdown pass to Chigakonkwo.
Okay.
I like
it. I can see it.
Tier Tart has a strip sack and does a cartwheel as his celebration this time. Did you guys see his forward roll?
Oh, we saw it.
Yeah.
It was hard to miss.
And then finally.
He doesn't have the radar much.
And then finally, Jeff Simmons and Danico Autry combine for 5 sacks.
Jeez.
So some form of that. So
you got Titans by 30.
Yeah,
in this game.
The Titans are rolling in this game.
Rolling.
Per
in this game against the Jags. All right, my called shots for the week. Randy Bullock will hit a 50-yard field goal in this game.
Whoa, that is a shot.
That is a shot.
I don't know when it's coming, but in this game, he will hit a 50-yard field goal.
Will Vrabel count wrong and let him even try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joshua Dobbs will have more than 45 yards rushing in this game. More than 45 yards rushing for Joshua Dobbs. Evan Engram, and this qualifies as a shot based on what he did last time, will have four or fewer receptions in this game. 4 or fewer receptions from Evan Engram after he totally eviscerated them last time.
So 3 catches for 117 yards and 2 touchdowns?
Could be. Very well could be. The Green Bay Packers, Keyshawn Nixon, they're going to – so he brought the touchdown back last week, right? And he's electric at kick return. Lions are going to try to kick away from him. The Packers will field the kick. And they will throw it back
pitch
to him.
To him.
They will throw it back to him, and he will return it for 50-plus yards.
Ooh.
No touchdown, but 50-plus yards. They will throw one back to him in this game.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because they asked LaFleur, like, what are you going to do if they start kicking away? And he was like, throw it back to him. And then eventually they asked him again, like, no, seriously. And he was like, throw it back to him. So we'll see what happens in this game coming up on Sunday night.
What if I don't even know because I – mercifully don't watch the crappy Lions. Can their kicker not get touchbacks?
Well, look, he's bringing them back. Kick it out of the back of the end zone because he's bringing it back like from 9 yards deep.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. he's coming out.
That's awesome.
So we'll see what happens on that front. Those are my called shots.
He's no Devin Hester, says Ryan from Chicago.
He's not Devin Hester. That is true.
He's awake.
Devin Hester was amazing. Is he?
That was made up by Joe.
Oh, I'm like, there's no way that is on the text line right now.
I'm projecting Ryan from Chicago.
Here's this one is from Megan, and I love this. says Roger McCreary will sack Trevor Lawrence. The old corner blitz.
That's a good shot.
I like
that shot.
That could go in with Roger McCreary sacking Trevor Lawrence in this game. Have they?
He would be able to avoid a PI if he did that.
He would. He would be able to do that. Gunner saying, taking big issue with my 50 yards for Randy Bullock, saying, need to let Stonehouse kick the field goals if it's over 50 yards. And then Henry runs for over 225 yards in this game was his called shot.
That's a shot.
It'd be a heck of a day.
I'm surprised none of us had a Henry yardage shot. That is interesting.
I can't figure it out with him going into this game. Like, it's going to require a big game. It was amazing to me that he didn't end up with more in the first game against Jacksonville than he did, given the fact that he had 98 or 96 or whatever it was in the first quarter.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, he was on pace for 360,
396. NFL record.
360. 384.
384. That's good math.
Math.
By you.
Boom.
In your head.
On
no
the
calculator.
Spot. Let's go.
Big Ten good. Legend.
Well,
yeah.
There's that. I got a text that says Dobb looked decent last week, and there isn't any tape on him. The Titans could do some damage in the playoffs if they make it. They're already looking past the Jags, looking ahead to the damage they could do in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, if they win and he plays well, that's our next topic.
Well,
that'll be a Monday topic.
It will definitely be a Monday topic if that takes place. Not more. I was the only one that had like a Dobbs shot, right? Oh wait, you had one too. Never mind.
Well, yeah, I got Dobbs to
Dobbs
to NWI. Yeah.
Mine was last week though because I jumped the gun.
That's true.
Oh, good, Heidi from Dixon.
So did you just put a NWI shot in there just because you got to talk to him again this week? Like that positive energy from you is going to propel him to a touchdown in this game?
Yeah, I just got excited.
Hey, Nick, have you heard how like I'm the media member who, you know, like wrote the story on you and like people joke about it?
Yeah.
No.
Nope. All right, good.
Hey, Nick, remember that one time? That was awesome.
Fingus on the text line says, my shot is Avery not allowing a touchdown grab. Wow.
Okay.
Fingus is down on Trey Avery.
Yeah. Well, he had the big PI in the last game. Heidi's called shot is this emotional roller coaster will contribute to the Bills losing their first playoff game. Now that's a real downer of a shot, Heidi.
It is.
And here's the shot of the year. I agree, Derek. Dennis Daly will go up no sacks.
That's a shot.
Look at Liam. Titans will get 9.5 sacks and lose. Bullock missed 4 field goals. That's a great
9.5
Debbie
sacks.
Downer Friday shot.
It is a very good one. We'll continue to take your called shots throughout the show on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll look ahead to the Titans and the Jags and take a look at this matchup taking place tomorrow. First off, some injury updates to get to that Mike Vrabel discussed yesterday at Titans practice. And Joe Rexroad with some thoughts on how this game should affect the Titans' future. We'll get into that next as well. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.